This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Meditation for you today. I did my own guided meditation today, and when I came out of it, I was still mad. I was still disappointed. I was still upset. I closed my eyes and hoped to wake up from a bad dream. No. It's reality. Don't believe the hype. Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is another 5-hour KM to AM. A sprint, not a marathon. We will smoke through the next 5 hours till midnight. Talking about everything in New York sports, I know. Saquon Barkley, you're dead to me. He's an Eagle. No, it's fine. He took the money to take care of his family. No, I hate his guts. Tiki, I love you. Wait, Tiki, why'd you say that? Are we going to do that again? Hell no, I can't. I did it yesterday. I'll take your calls on it. You got to let me vent, though. I let you guys call up and vent, so just let me vent on the New York Yankees. They grind my gears. Love is blind, and they know that. We love the Yankees so much, they piss on our heads and tell us it's raining. You guys have heard me say that before, right? I think I changed it for radio to piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. This is theater of the mind, so you try to imagine that. But the Yankees are above us. They can't piss on our legs. They're literally pissing on our heads and telling us it's raining all the time. All the time. Can't believe them. Can't trust them. We've got legit trust issues with the New York Yankees. All the Yankee fans. Over the weekend, you see Aaron Judge grimace. And I know you guys were watching. And even if you didn't watch the spring training game, because, like, it's spring training, you log on to Twitter, you log on to Instagram. There are so many Yankee fans that have blogs and podcasts and create content off of this team, and they just steal all the clips from the Yes Network, and nothing is a secret anymore, and it shouldn't be. But man, I'm over spring training. So when you see Judge grimace like that and twist like that, people are thinking oblique. People are thinking it's something. But what do the Yankees tell you? No, they workshop, they powwow, they meet. And they say, hey, we're going to tell them that it's a mid-spring beat-up. Never heard that before. Mid-spring beat-up? Now there's a spring breakout. Like, mid-spring beat-up. Okay, so he's just a mid-spring beat-up. And then they also tell you that the plan was for him to only have 2 at-bats in that game. Yeah, Trent Grisham. I mean, I was telling you guys, Don't worry about Judge playing center field because Trent Grisham's there. But I'm not expecting him to come out of games after two at-bats. It's Aaron Judge. Even in the spring, everybody else is getting four ABs. Why is Judge scheduled to only have two? And they say, oh, yeah, he's just sore. You know, he's been swinging a bat since November. Like, you know, we know all the guys really want to knock off the rust and make up for last year. So they've all been at the complex working out real hard since the season ended last year. But, like, why do the Yankees do this? I know they think they're smarter than everybody. But, again, you have the largest fan base. You have so many fans, a lot of dummies, yes, but a lot of smart fans that don't miss a beat. They're on it before you can make up something to tell the media. I thought about the media members today. A lot of them I'm friends with. A lot of the beat reporters I have on my show. And they sit there and ask Aaron Boone questions for years. And it's like, they know the answers. You can't lie. Why are you always lying? Stop making stuff up. We don't trust you. And that's why we have consistent issues. Even going back to last year, Jose Trevino gets shut down in, I don't know, June or July. He enters spring training with a bum wrist. I don't know, your platinum glove catcher has a bum wrist. It's probably an issue. Can't make it through the whole season. He didn't look the same. Oh, yeah, he's fine. Anthony Rizzo, concussed. We all saw him Memorial Day weekend. Go back to first. Fernando Tatis takes a step, cranks his head and neck. But we didn't want to believe that the New York Yankees in New York City, with the best doctors and hospitals and all the intel they could possibly need in the world, we didn't want to think that they would misdiagnose something like that. No way. The Yankees? Because they're above us. 877-337-6666. So they push Rizzo out there for 2 months with concussion-like symptoms. He can't see the ball, doesn't know how many outs there are. Shame. Even Nestor Cortez. Late in the season, they're trying to compete. Here come the Houston Astros. Nestor Cortez is scheduled to make two more rehab starts. But no. Rush him back. He's good to pitch. Comes back, pitches well, throws the hardest pitch he's ever thrown in his career, and then he's done for the year. Shut him down. What's going on? And obviously, you guys know, last year with Judge, first weekend in June, Judge runs into the wall in Dodger Stadium. And everybody's calling him Superman, runs through walls. He even tells the national audience, yeah, I think the wall took the worst of it. No, it didn't. We took the worst of it. You took the worst of it. And the Yankees danced around that for a few days. Didn't want to tell us exactly what that was. We saw. None of this is secret. None of this is private. So, man, with Gerrit Cole and with Judge, right now we're doing MRIs on abs. And we're awaiting the news on Gerrit Cole. And the longer you wait, the longer you just think, oh, this is bad. This can't be good. This has to be all bad. And then they float out, oh, the Yankees have re-engaged the Chicago White Sox in trade talks for Dylan Cease. You don't say. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? You want to give Dylan Cease away? That's the Chicago Cubs song. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you can never have enough pitching. Didn't Hal just say that? And so now the fear is that an MRI on Gerrit Cole's elbow is going to reveal that he needs Tommy John surgery. Worst case scenario. And I'm just venting. It might not be that bad. I knew I couldn't do this show yesterday. I stayed away from the Yankee doom and gloom. And I knew we were going to do it tonight. If Cole is done, you guys already know. I don't have to say it. I don't have to speak it into this microphone. If Cole is out for an extended period of time, and Carlos Rodon is your new ace, Marcus Stroman, I see folks telling me about Luis Gil. I think yesterday I joked that even Luke Weaver got scratched yesterday. It's just not good. It's not what you want. Blake Snell, no, they're not going to sign Blake Snell. Dylan Cease, yeah, sure, they'll give the prospects away. Not Spencer Jones, though. And I wouldn't either. But, man, as soon as you start to believe the hype, Juan Soto is a Yankee. This is the year. They're going all in. Yeah, they're going all in like Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys are going all in. 877-337-6666. I opened up last week talking about how I'm over spring training. End it. It's too long. Start the season now. It's too much. It's too many games, too many workouts. These guys play baseball. I know they need to ramp up, but like they're playing games every day. They're throwing every day. They're swinging every day. On top of that, the Yankees showed up early this year because they got something to prove. They're the Yankees. Last year was unacceptable. They're hell-bent on being a champion. So I guess these guys just been working out hard since Thanksgiving, Christmas, and now they're banged up. Your two award winners, the AL Cy Young winner, the 2022 AL MVP, two $300 million men. Today, I sunk into myself thinking about Aaron Judge. And if you follow me on Twitter, I vent there first as I'm laying in bed, as I can't get out of bed, and I'm paralyzed in the thought that, man, this being a fan stuff, it's just not working out for me. I look at Aaron Judge, and I'm like, yo, this guy stayed healthy for 2022 to say, F you, pay me, cashed out, became the MVP, broke the AL home run record, and then they sign him to a 9-year deal, $40 million a year at age 30. His age 31 season, what happened? Ran into a wall. Yankees missed the postseason. Age 32 season, he's already banged up, spring beat up, getting MRIs on his abs because of the torque in his swing, swinging a bat. It's just like, come on, man. Can we catch a break? No. The Yankees lead the league in IL stints since 2019. I don't know if there's any stat guys that can actually, like, pull that up. That's not a stat. If there's any baseball guys that can compile it, that's just something I've been saying as a fan watching since they actually had the moniker of next man up going into that postseason. Oh, yeah, great. Next man up. Let's see how far that's going to get us. 877-337-6666. We got trust issues. The Yankees fans have trust issues because they lie first. The first instinct is, hey, Boone, don't tell them this is bad. They're going to overreact. I thought about, you know, just why you lie in general. People lie out of fear of the consequences of the truth. People lie out of fear of dealing with the consequences. And I thought about when I was a kid, you know, when I was a kid, I would lie because I was scared of what would happen if I told the truth. And then I grew out of that and I learned the truth is going to eventually come out. Man, you might as well get to it right away. 877-337-6666. So if guys are hurt, if guys are banged up, just come out and tell us. We understand. When I did my open on February 21st, I said, too many times we think these guys are robots. They are human beings. They put their pants on. They bleed like us. And they play at the highest level. And all our hopes and dreams and all of our hype train talk about winning championships, it gets dashed in a second. Then the day after, I'm on with BT and we get the news about Kodai Senga. Well, that happened some weeks ago now. And with the Yankees, this does happen in spring training a lot. It just doesn't happen at the tail end of spring training. I'm going down to spring training in 8 days. And I'm not really that pumped up to watch the games or go see the players. I'm just happy to put my son on a plane for the first time and take a little family vacation. But now, spring training, I'm just like, wrap it up. Put everybody in bubble wrap. Man, play these young kids. Put Yorbit Vivas in there. Put George Lombard in there. Spencer Jones, they already like put him down in the minors. Like, there's just no reason for these guys to be playing every day, working out hard every day for this long, from mid-February all the way to April. Oh, yeah, they're going to Mexico City. Who's going there? I just need the Yankees to start the season and be healthy so that we can compete. Sorry for venting to open my show, but, man, my worst nightmare is that this group, right, which this group has shifted, but, like, when you think about this group, I've talked about this on The Fan before. My worst nightmare is this group never reaching a World Series, and that's becoming more real and real. I'm talking about this group that has Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, Giancarlo Stanton, who's another $300 million man, Gleyber Torres, who when Gleyber Torres came up as a 23-year-old kid, we're like, now Gleyber's a grown man, might be on the way out. They add Juan Soto to this group, Alex Verdugo to this group, Marcus Stroman to the group. Stroman, please, please get off social media, not just Twitter. Stro, you said you were going dark. Get off Instagram as well. We don't need your opinion on Tiki Barber and Saquon. We don't need your opinion. Lock in, please. It's okay to panic right now as Yankee fans. This is the panic time. And then we hope that in the next 2 weeks, guys heal up, rest up, and they're A-OK for opening day. 877-337-6666. 6666. No guests tonight. Don't need anybody to chime in on the Yankees lying about injuries. And I just don't know what the powwows are like when they come together. Like, yeah, what are we going to tell them? We're going to tell them, oh, Gerrit Cole is just a normal MRI, but the results are taking 3 days. And, oh, Aaron Judge, spring beat up. Tell them that. Yeah. People's like favorite players on the team, the most important parts of the team. Yeah. Just lie to us. Yeah, we'll go for it because love is blind. We love you so much. We just take whatever you say. Yep. You try to play the media, play the fans, but no, we'll be there opening day. Season tickets paid for. People buying jerseys. Stadium will be full all year. But yeah, if you think that you're winning a World Series without those guys healthy, man, make some moves, add some reinforcements. It's the same thing every year with the Yankees. They're their own worst enemy. They run into injuries, they get hurt, whether they try to schedule rest, whether they try to lie about it, it's the same song. So I'm just venting. Maybe I don't mean all of that, but that's where we are on March 12th. Happy birthday to my wife, having to deal with me just down about where we are as a Yankee fan. And I'm sorry. I'm just like, yo. All that hype for what? All that talk for what? Go make a move to get Dylan Cease, maybe sign somebody else. Have reinforcements. It's been 15 years. It's been 15 years. We're going to talk about the rest of the NFL stuff. I know you guys still want to like physically call, get on WFAN, and say how you feel about Saquon. You can do that. I'm just not going to spend too much time on it. We did the whole show yesterday on it. It's been well over 24 hours. People still are going. Like, it has grown so many different legs in entertainment and in memes on Instagram and all these different people helicoptering in to take shots at Tiki. Whatever. Good. Good for WFAN. I'm seeing WFAN credited everywhere. I'm like, oh, cool. I work over there. They'll be tuning in. They'll be tuning in to my show after Tiki's. I'll take it. So we'll talk about Drew Locke. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about Jalen Mills. We'll talk about all of the signings. In day two, there's still a lot of moves being made. I mentioned the Dallas Cowboys not being all in. Jerry Jones told you they're all in. That should make the Giants fans smile. You're actually doing things, right? You actually told John Mara you wanted football people, not family. And he listened. And he went and got you some football people in the GM and head coach. Meanwhile, Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones, they're president, vice president, head of personnel, GM, CEO, and they're doing nothing after telling everybody they're all in. When Jerry Jones says they're all in, what he meant was they're all in denial. The big D stands for big denial, big disaster waiting to happen, big disappointment, and big Dak payday coming up. So the only guy that they've signed is their long snapper. They plan on kicking and punting a lot next year. 877-337-6666. J.D. Davis, come on back around. You guys knew J.D. Davis was put on waivers. And then today, John Heyman says the Mets are among teams that have reached out to an old friend, J.D. Davis. Why not? Also, the Jays, the Blue Jays, who are just picking up every random Yankee Met, anyone that spent time in New York, Donnie Baseball's over there like, yo, why don't you get some of the Mets and Yankees? So, you know, they've picked up Justin Turner and Vogelback and IKF. You know, Vladdy Jr. can't stop talking about the Yankees. So J.D. Davis is on their radar as well. So we'll talk baseball. We'll mix in some of the other stories in the baseball world. It's laughable that all of these NFL free agents are being signed, and we still don't know where a World Series pitcher in Jordan Montgomery is going to play. We still don't know where the NL Cy Young winner is going to play, and that's just how it goes. Baseball takes some notes. NBA, too. And speaking of the NBA, The Knicks are back on the floor, and this is a big one tonight because you run it back with the team that you just lost to. And if you watched that game the other night, that wasn't very encouraging. So you've got this home and home series or whatever it is that the NBA does. I don't know what they call it, but when you know the team ends up just playing back to back games in the same place. Only thing is Tyrese Maxey is back, no minutes restriction. OG Anunoby is back. Good news on Mitchell Robinson. He's progressing on his way back. Julius Randle as well, but this is a big game tonight for the Knicks and the Knicks fans. We'll keep an eye on that. All right, we're 20 minutes in. Call me up at 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Right back after this.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're down. There are 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Starts. Yes!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Luda! All right, yo. KM to AM, let's do it again. Back-to-back days, five-hour shows, plenty to talk about. I mean, having this much time on air, there's... so much to get through. I just saw the legendary Mike Francesa says, it's official. Aaron Rodgers is completely out of his mind. Aaron Rodgers is the song that does it. Aaron Rodgers, 4 more years. Yeah. Just hang it up, bro. Go join Robert Kennedy and be the vice president. It's like, I don't really want to talk about it because I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers for no reason. And then I don't want it to get political, but like, good for Aaron Rodgers, man. He's had continuous talks with Robert Kennedy about potentially being his vice president. Aaron Rodgers has his hands in everything. This guy's so smart, he could do it all. Just play quarterback, bro. Just lock in and take the Jets to the playoffs. That's all we want. That's all we want to see. 877-337-6666. Let's hit the phones. Josh is in the Bronx, first up on the Fan.
Keith, I want to tell you something. Those other four starters for the Yankees, those two left-handers, Rodon and Nestor, man, they are ace material. They can step up along with Stroman and Schmidt. They can do it. You know, come on, there should be urgency and reality here with the New York Yankees. Like you say, let's get right to the season. It's like, you know, spring training, you know, is the only time you can take a look at what you have from the farm, man. I mean, you know, okay, get in shape and everything else like that. I'll let you take it from there. But also, one other quick thing. I got to give a shout-out to limo driver at That was such a funny phone call last night. I couldn't stop laughing. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thanks for the call, Josh. You can't sell me on Rodon and Nestor stepping up as aces. Definitely not Rodon. Nestor, we have seen 2 years ago being awesome, but like he's coming. Both of these guys are coming back from missing half the season. They missed a ton of time. The Yankees have to replace 400 innings. Michael King is not here. Herman, Severino, Vasquez, Brito. Like, it's not great. If Cole is down, it's not great. And you know that. It's not up for debate. Garrett Cole is the stopper. And of course, right, you get a Cy Young year out of Garrett Cole. Everybody else gets hurt. 82 wins. Don't get to the postseason. This guy had to be a horse. This guy was called on to stop the bleeding every week. I went through it last night. Come on, Cole. We can't get swept. Come on, Cole. Losing streak. Stop the losing streak. Come on, Cole. Can't let these guys beat us. Come on, Cole. Pitch the whole game. Complete game. It's like, how much can you ask one guy to do? And Garrett Cole, like, he proved to us that he's an ace or whatever, but he's 33 years old. That's why I say my fear, he's 33. Judge will be 32 next month. My fear is like, yo, these guys are in their primes. And because you wanted to play around and trade for IKF and Josh Donaldson, because you wanted to play around and put Jake Bowers and Willie Calhoun on this team, like you're wasting years. We don't have years to waste. So you can't sell me. I'm sorry. This is the night where I'm leaning into it. I'm not going to do this once we get to opening day because hope springs eternal. Yeah, it did when it was pitchers and catchers. That was a month ago. Now we have this last 2 weeks or so until opening day to let reality sink in. Let reality hit. Some of you need it because some of you are just on the hype train. Oh, World Series, here we go, parade. And nah, it doesn't work like that. I've said this. The Yankees have to build a contender. They have to keep stacking the deck around these guys like Cole and Judge. You don't have Cole and Judge. They are not guys that are going to be able to step up to replace them. Will they contend? Sure. Will they compete? Yeah, I guess. But, like, they're supposed to be the New York Yankees, and this is supposed to be the year they get back to looking like the New York Yankees. Dave is in Westchester on the Fan. Go for it, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? I got a bone to pick with you. I've been meditating in the dark room since your meditation yesterday, and I woke up to the sound of your voice. It's the same. It's worse. It's worse. Come on. They're the what-if team. Like you did, they don't stack the deck. How many years do the Yankees have to, what, 2009, right?
15.
If Cole's down,
yeah.
Judge is down, it's over. It's a what-if lineup. You know, Josh said, yeah, you know, Nestor can step up.
No, they can't.
It's listen, those 15 wins that Cole gets, they might win. They might, if they're lucky, they might win 85 games, if they're lucky.
Dave, I'm talking about the last few weeks. Cole is our 1A. They need a 1B if they're thinking they're going anywhere right. In October. Without the 1A and you don't have a 1B, you're not going anywhere.
I tell you, Keith, it's very, very – I was thinking about getting a package, but all my friends – and I've been a fan since forever. We spoke before. We're waiting on the medical report. I just hope it's not the same doctor that worked on Rizzo.
They're the same doctors. And I'm like, is Cashman coming in saying, no, that can't be right, Doc. We got to tell him it's a spring beat up.
You can see,
we got to tell him
this guy wasn't the same guy. I mean, I'm not GM material, but I know for a fact that I'm a former player like you. Just looking at the guy, he wasn't right.
Yeah.
But thank you for taking my call, Paulie. You're doing a great job, and I want to get your thoughts on that. You know, we're not going to live on. There's no 1Bs. Forget it. We're done. Thank you.
If Cole is done, the Yankees are done. I mean, you can do all your hope week stuff, but like, come on, let that reality sink in tonight. I said this last night before I got off, you know, say your prayers, wear your pajamas inside out, do whatever you got to do. And I thought we'd get the news today. I thought we'd wake up to the news today, good or bad. But the fact that we did not get the actual news, the actual report today, it's bad. It's bad. They're trying to figure out what to tell us. It's damage control. They're having their little powwows and PR meetings, and they're like, how do we tell the fan base that Cole's not going to be ready for opening day? And how do we not tell them how long it's going to be so that we can sell more ticket packages like Dave and his friends want to buy and keep the hope week alive so folks don't just say, pack it in. It's another wasted year. And it's Juan Soto's walk year. Great. Brody in Waterbury, Connecticut. What you got for us?
Hey, Keith. So I've been listening to the Fan for, you know, the whole week ever since the Cole stuff went down, and I'm just racking my brain. Like, why are all the Yankee fan, you know, fans and hosts, why is everyone acting like the sky is falling? I mean, did we not just watch the Rangers lose to Grom and win a World Series?
Yeah,
did we not watch the Braves lose Soroka and Acuna and still win a World Series? I mean, I think there's a lot of factors that goes into making a World Series besides one pitcher who may or may not make 30 starts in the season. I mean, I get it. It's important in playoff time, but, I mean, Cole, Jordan Montgomery.
Cole is Mr. Reliable. Cole takes the ball every 5 days. Cole is dominant. Cole is the ace of the staff. He's even like having an added pitching coach. He helps the rest of these guys. He could do that hurt. But everybody takes a hit knowing Cole is not there. Cole is the guy that you get excited for Cole Day because you feel like you have a chance to win. That's not the case with Rodon Day. And then when you go back to those teams, it's different circumstances. DeGrom wasn't over there. DeGrom came over there, pitched a little bit, and was done. And I know they had backup plans. They had other pitchers, and they made moves at the deadline, right? We'll see if they make moves. Cashman himself said, oh, we're doing work till it's pencils down July 30th. That's why you hear the Dylan Cease rumor come up. The same time today that you hear it would be difficult to envision Gerrit Cole starting on opening day, you hear that they've re-engaged talks with Dylan Cease. You should have never stopped. You should have been in that. You should have kept picking up the phone every day. Hey, White Sox, what do you want to do? So we can look at like the Rangers, but like they had Nate Eovaldi. They had other guys that could pitch for them. And then at the deadline, they went and got Max Scherzer. I know he wasn't much, but they went and got Jordan Montgomery. And they had a good bullpen. We don't even know what this Yankee bullpen is going to be, honestly. Cole, out of all the starters, is the guy that can go the longest where you don't need the bullpen so much on his day. So the bullpen is taxed when you don't have Gerrit Cole. It is a domino effect. You can't compare it to the Braves either. The Braves had pitching, and all they did when they lost Acuna was go get bats like Jock Peterson and Jorge Soler. And, you know, it's just a different circumstance. Thanks for the call, Brody. You can call up, and we can do that, right? It's March 12th. So we'll see. I'm not saying that the season is completely lost because we're all going to go on that magic carpet ride. But for tonight, yeah, come down off the hype train. Come down off the expectations. Maybe lower your expectations some, because if Cole goes down, this whole season goes down differently. The season's not necessarily lost because we don't know what could happen. But I know the rest of the teams that the Yankees are going to face, right? They already last year were circling the Yankees like, not your father's Yankees. We're playing the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. This is my time to shine. Right? Every team, bums, the Nationals, the Royals, the Rockies, the Cubs, it didn't matter who it was, couldn't wait to play the Yankees. The Yankees did not have their swag, did not have their aura. They were 82-80. This was supposed to be a big bounce back year. You gave up a ton for Juan Soto. The baseball gods, they work in their ways. Fingers crossed for Gerrit Cole, man. If he's down, this season looks a lot different just to start. Jose's in West Hempstead, next up on The Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. So you've heard from a couple of our fans, right? Like, you know, we're not panicking just yet until we know, right? Until we know, hey, it's Tommy John surgery, right? Then full-blown panic. But at this point, if Cole's out through, let's just say, even August, like, I think we're going to be okay. Like, you look, you were so excited when we got Soto. I think we're all super excited to see Soto in a Yankee uniform. I think the offense can carry the team through, you know, summer months, right, leading up. But we need to get him back, right? And I think until we hear definitively, okay, he's out for the year, then it's a full-blown panic. But it's not over even then, because I do believe that, as you mentioned, right, you got to get reinforcement. And it's a mandate from the fan base. It's like, you are going to make sure we're going to be competitive. We got Juan Soto for a year. We got to do everything with it imaginable to be competitive.
Yeah, but we don't get to make any of those decisions. We always speak about the Yankees about we as if we would do. Brian Cashman makes those decisions. Hal Steinbrenner makes those decisions. They have a budget. 100%. They have things that they won't do. I say this every night. Everybody scream, fire Cashman. Newsflash, they didn't fire Brian Cashman. So, like, we're at the mercy of what Brian Cashman wants to do in response to this. If Garrett Cole is done for the season, they are not a World Series contender, in my opinion. And we can't say, like, you said they're going to be okay. Yeah, they're the Yankees. They should be okay. Look at their payroll. Look at the guys in their lineup. Look at the guys that they have. Like, they should be okay. They're not the Oakland A's, but okay is not good enough. Not after you went 82-80.
No, okay, meaning that we need to get into the playoffs, right? And of course, I think if Cole is done, we're done. I mean, there's no replacing a Garrett Cole, right? But the hope is, right, I mean, we're all hoping that he'll be available to us at some point during the year, right?
Fingers crossed.
In the meantime, the Yankees have to put on their big boy pants and go get some replacements, right? Like that. And I agree with you. I think Stroman's going to be fine.
They're going to sell you on Luis Gil. They're going to sell you on Luke Weaver.
That's not good enough. That's not good enough. I think we all agree that's not good enough. But it's not, you know, it's not doom and gloom. You know, the season, we still have a lot of hope. I think Soto gives us a lot of hope in that.
Yeah, but realistically, you guys know the deal. Thanks for the call, Jose. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I hate to be the downer, but it's reality. They haven't gotten to a World Series in 15 years. We watch every year. The parity in baseball is like no other sport. It's going to be somebody else's opportunity this year that will go for it. It's going to be somebody else's time in October. If these guys are banged up right now, they're going to get through the next 7 months and be whole by October to play their best baseball. It's not a good start. That is the reality we're in. Season's not lost. The season is 2 weeks away. But without Garrett Cole, this season looks a lot different. Even with Garrett Cole missing a month, 2 months, 3 months, the season looks a lot different. Taper your expectations.
Is there, like, would Yankee fans, I'm asking you because you're a Yankee fan, would you sign for, like, a Kodai Senga timeline right now for Garrett Cole?
Who's Kodai Senga?
Like, would you sign for he's back in June or July?
I never heard of Kodai Senga. I'm not talking about Kodai Senga right now.
Would you be like, because at this point,
yes,
let's assume
if okay, so there's extremes. I don't know how many times today online I read Cole is out for this year and next year he needs Tommy John. That is the extreme far end of the spectrum. I think somewhere in the middle is like, hey, precaution is like we got to shut this guy down for a couple months. He's back in the summer, let's say June or July.
Yeah, I think that's best because if you shut him down now,
the Yankees can survive that. Of course,
right.
They can survive that. But
right.
At the same time, like
you shut him down for let's say 8 weeks now, then he ramps back up for another month or 5 weeks to see if the elbow even feels better after the resting, and kind of goes that way. I don't think this. Listen, the Yankees obviously.
We don't know, but yeah. The reason we're thinking the worst is because they lie. The reason we're thinking, oh, this is going to be bad is because how long does it take to get the results of an MRI?
Well,
what are you waiting on?
You can say they lied about Aaron Judge. They haven't lied about Garrett Cole yet. They haven't released information saying he has a sore elbow. They just said, we're waiting for the results of
an
MRI.
They're slow playing it. Like, they slow play all the time.
The fact that they want to get 85 people to look at the MRI, that's the concerning part for me, right? That's the part is... Like, what are they trying to find a problem?
We can come to some conclusions. We can connect the dots. If it's taken this long, it isn't something minor. That's just where we're at today.
Right, and that's common sense. That's not a hot take. That's nothing. That's common sense.
Yeah, and common sense will tell you that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be vice president of the United States. Common sense will also tell you that, like, all of this stuff with Aaron Rodgers, just add it to the Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. What I will say is the Jets made some moves last night, and the Jets fans should feel good about where they are, and Aaron Rodgers should be working out and getting ready to return. Let's return to the phones. Tommy's in New Hyde Park. Go for it, Tommy.
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
I wanted to tell you yesterday in the monologue, my wife thought I had the wrong channel on. She sounded like I was talking to somebody in a funeral listening to the radio.
I listened to WFAN all day yesterday, and from the Judge stuff to the Cole stuff to the Saquon Barkley stuff, the free agency stuff, it was a manic Monday. It was out of control where I had to turn the radio off, and I do meditate for 15 minutes a day. At least I try, and I'm like, oh, I know how I'm starting the show tonight. We need to break from all the yelling and screaming and everything else, and I'm glad a lot of people took to that.
No, Keith, my wife was with. I'm going, no, Renee, Keith, he's screwing around. Nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm
always joking. It's never that serious. Even tonight, it's not that serious. It's a show. This is performative. We're leaning into, okay, maybe the Yankees aren't on their way to 28. Maybe it's going to be all downhill. And
And Aaron Rodgers is going to be president.
Right. Aaron Rodgers is going to be vice president and retire, and the Jets never make it to the Super Bowl. They're probably never making it to the Super Bowl with him.
Oh, God, you crack me up all the time. I want to also ask you about what the hell is going on with baseball right now with the Mets? Are they going to do anything?
Well, I don't know if they're going to make any more moves outside of J.D. Davis. They may make some moves like, you know, adding some more pizzazz to Citi Field, lights, America's Best Dance Crew, that type of stuff. You know, a little more bells and whistles. You're going to see that Edwin Diaz leaving the bullpen video 300 times. You'll hear the trumpets. Like, you know, you'll get all the, extra side stuff.
What do you think about the Jets getting Tyrod Taylor?
Great move. I know a lot of people want to say, he's injury prone. Yeah, well, what if he's not injury prone this year and he's there when you need him? At least the thought of him being your QB2 and not Zach Wilson is a better thought to have.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
They did pay him a lot, though. I'm like, good for Tyrod, man. Tyrod is one of those guys.
What did they give him?
I think he's getting $9 million a year.
Really, that much?
Yeah, and he got $11 million, I believe, for 2 years with the Giants, but that is the price of these backup quarterbacks after a year where we saw the backups playing. We saw third stringers playing. So now these guys that are experienced veteran quarterbacks that have multiple starts under their belts, they can almost name their price, man. These guys are getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, they're running out of people. But why would the Giants not sign him? Because they have...
I don't think he wanted to sign. I had said on The Fan weeks ago, it made perfect sense for him to sign with the Jets. He doesn't have to leave his home. He can stay right here in the same area, go to the other side, and the Giants cost him $1 million. Man, he just made 18 mil. just going to the other side of the stadium. That simple.
Could I ask you one more question?
Yep, and then we got to go to break.
What do you think about Saquon going to Philly? Did you want him on Cowboys? I would have took him.
Yeah, but the Cowboys are a joke. The Cowboys didn't even bid for Zach Moss. $4.25 million was too rich for Jerry Jones. So all of that was Cowboys for clicks. Similar to how they use the Yankees for clicks. In my fandom misery these last few weeks, I've been realizing the Yankees and the Cowboys are becoming one and the same. He wasn't ever going to the Cowboys. The Cowboys weren't ever serious. They just kept throwing that name out there. The Eagles were dead serious. The Eagles were the only team in the NFL willing to put that contract up. And I think at 27 years old, with the injuries that he's had, it's going to be tough for him to live up to that contract. The Eagles trended down last year. Good luck to the guy, but I don't wish him luck as a Dallas Cowboys fan. I wish him luck in carrying that burden of you're a turncoat traitor. The fans that loved you hate you now, and now you got to deal with the boos and the trolling and the constant talk about you going to the other side. That's going to be heavy on a good guy. I guess he's got to turn heel. He's got to turn evil villain now, and we'll see what happens with the Eagles.
I know you're up against it, but who's going to be the Dallas running back?
Probably Adrian Peterson. Thanks for the call, Tommy. Let's go to break. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan BRB.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. At least when I go down to spring training, I'll be able to see John and Susan. I care about seeing them more than the Yankees right now. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. About 8 minutes to the hour, so quickly here before we get to the break and the update. Yeah, I was like thinking about the Yankees. Remember, Domingo Herman got scratched for having a lump in his armpit? Yeah, what was that all about? Stop lying! Quit the lying. Just come out and tell us. We wouldn't have been surprised if dude was drunk. Like, we know already. Trust. We know more than enough about Domingo Germán. Good grief. They just like, I don't know why they try to pretend. It's 2024. You cannot pretend. You cannot lie. You cannot deceive. There's too much internet. There's too many context clues and people that are like, wait, something's not lining up right here. So I don't know what to tell you guys, man. Let's try and take another call or two about the Yanks before we go to the break. Bobby's in Belmore. Bobby, you're on the Fan.
Maybe Trevor Bauer. You know, hey, Keith, how you doing?
Yeah. They're definitely not signing Trevor
German,
Bauer.
You mentioned German. You know, he's the same category, you know.
Right.
Violent, you know, yeah. Alcohol.
Done.
You know, sexual assault. Done with his girlfriend.
Yeah, they got rid of Chapman 2 years ago. They got rid of Germán last year. They will not add Bauer to the mix now.
All right. I told you it was about a month ago. Burns was right out there, you know, to be taken. I know he has delusional, Cashman has delusional.
Corbin Burns?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was out there. He wants to build his core four like Gene Michael and Bob Martin.
They were not going to part ways with Spencer Jones.
Well, in 2019, they could have gotten Jared Cole, who pitched the swing game at ACLS in 2019 and turned that whole series around.
And the ALCS?
And that was between the Yankees not getting to the World Series because he didn't want to trade Andujar and Frazier. So, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Now you wish you lost your eggs. Now, let's face facts. Even if he does come back, which I think he's gone for the year, because, you know, they're waiting 2 days. They're not looking to find the problem, like the producer said. They're looking to delete the problem. Okay, that's why they're looking. Yeah, and I think it's a serious situation.
They're looking for a fifth opinion that says, well, wait, maybe if we treat it like this, he can come back in July.
Like Rizzo?
Right,
you know, maybe he'll play for 2 months with a bum elbow. But, you know, he's not going to be the same pitcher when he comes back, even if he's out for half the year. I mean, and with that, it's only exhibition, but, you know, Rodan and Cortez haven't exactly looked well in spring training, and with all damn pitches like he did last year, you know. I don't know.
There's nothing you can hang your hat on. Stroman has looked all right, but I don't want to go into the season thinking that Marcus Stroman's going to be our best pitcher.
The race. And so speaking of Rogers, I mean, you know, Jeopardy, Jimmy Kimball.
Ayahuasca, hosting psychedelic conferences, telling people to do drugs. Darkness retreats.
And the funny thing is, he said, well,
McAfee.
The McAfee. Yeah,
Anti-vax.
I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, and he's the one who said, oh, we got to stop bringing the BS to the Jets. Hey, newsflash. Guess who's bringing all the BS to the Jets?
Yeah, how does help the Jets win?
I mean, why don't you just worry about that? And maybe he knows that, you know, that his playing day, you know, he's not 100% in. And he was going to the doctor thinking about retirement. And
he watched football more than he's watched football in the last 20 years. And he saw Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud. He sees these young boys in the league and he's like, I got to start figuring out something else. Because even though I'm going to come back and tell them 4 years, I might get my head rocked. I might, my legs might not hold up and I might not be able to physically play.
Listen, he has a good arm, but he relies on his legs. And you know, it's just not happening. 40-year-old quarterback with that offensive line. I mean, that whole, it's not just one offensive tackle. You got to get two offensive tackles. It's hard. You're not going to get a real good offensive tackle. They're not available.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the agency or the trade. Tyron Smith signing. Did Tyron Smith sign with the Jets yet?
You're going to get these old injured guys like they did, you know, with Moore.
And they got rid of
Tomlinson. Yeah, and Turner gets hurt all the time. I mean, not Turner, Vera Tucker, he's hurt every year. So, I mean, they maybe Tippmann, you know, I'm going down their offensive line. It's not good. And, it's just a bad mix. It was a bad mix when they got Rogers, I thought, and with that offensive line. And, I don't care.
And Rob Saleh is still the head coach. Thanks for the call, Bobby.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.